My mother is a very integral part of the Kalamazoo community. Through her ongoing work with some of the most vulnerable people in this community, she has shown that not only does she consider Kalamazoo her home, but that she contributes to it many times over. This deportation would be not only a great personal loss, but a huge blow to Kalamazoo as a whole. Very early in her life, financial adversity forced my mother from her birthplace in Pakistan in hopes of providing a better life for those that she cared about. At just 18 years old, she started working as a servant in Kuwait and sent most of her earnings back home to her family. Now, Kuwait turned out to not be the beacon of prosperity that she had hoped for, and when she had children of her own, she made the very tough decision of leaving everything she knows behind and moving to the United States. That was 13 years ago. Since then, for most of my cognizant life, Sahida has worked harder than any individual should ever have to ensure a better life for me and my sister. It's a very common misconception that you can just fill out a form for citizenship or go to a WikiHow page and figure it out, but that's just not the case. She spent many years as an undocumented immigrant working under the table for less than minimum wage to provide for us. In 2012, all of that changed when Barack Obama released his Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals plan, DACA. Under this new plan, individuals could stay in this country, who had arrived here as children could stay in this country indefinitely and had the opportunity to achieve their dreams, whatever those might be. America is the only home I know and remember, and with this new program, I finally had a shot to remain here permanently. With the help of DACA and the Kalamazoo Promise, my sister and I were able to attend college. Words cannot describe the joy I felt, the joy my mother felt when she saw Larae walk down the stage and grab her degree. In a very unfortunate turn of events, Larae passed away that same summer in a car accident. She's buried here in Kalamazoo. Although the loss was a sharp blow to the entire community, Sahida took it the hardest. For her, it wasn't just the loss of a beloved child. It was the realization that decades of hard work had been for naught. I have personally noted a cognitive decline in my mother since that incident. One of the only things that give her motivation and joy now is visiting Larae's grave every morning. Outside of her personal life, Sahida has dedicated most of her time here in Kalamazoo to giving as much as she can. For almost a decade, she has worked at a group home providing care for the mentally disabled. For the individuals at this home, Sahida is more than an employee. The nature of her job is such that she has spent an immense amount of time building a foundation of trust with these individuals. They look forward to seeing her every day. The amount of affection that these people have for my mother can only be compared to that of a family member. Ever since Bethany Christian Services started their refugee operations in Kalamazoo, my mother has been a vital role in the group home for new refugee arrivals. These teenage refugees come from very adverse backgrounds, and many have even lost their families. Sahida has a specialized set of experiences that help her relate to these children. She has lived through many of the hardships that they face or have overcome. Her strong grasp of various languages and age have made her a very motherly figure in this home. The children all respect her authority and see her as their own mother. It always brings a smile to my heart when I hear them call her mom. Since that time long ago that I used to cling to her skirt and hide in her arms, times have changed. I've observed a very clear reversal of roles. More and more, she needs me not only as her loving son, but as a caretaker. To her, I am her only companion, the only one that has shared her unique experiences. I've spent my entire life with her, and I'm not leaving her side now. If she gets deported, not only will she lose the comfort of her daughter's grave, but also her sole companion in life. She has not lived in Pakistan for 40 years. This country is just as foreign as her as it is to you or I. She has no one to take care of her, and most importantly, Kalamazoo is her one true home. The community has done amazing things for my family and I would like to ask for your support one more time. Kalamazoo needs her.